Thank you. This is a real joy, a blessing, a privilege, and an honor to be able to be here another Saturday afternoon. We are thankful for the Lord loving us and having mercy upon us. And say many a time, helping me when I couldn't help myself. I had to save myself. I'd have went to hell a long time ago, but the Bible said very plainly and clearly it was God's amazing grace that we are what little bit we are only by the grace of God. Man's a sinner, he's shaped in iniquity and born in sin. There's none righteous, there's none good. We're all like sheep gone astray, but the Lord has laid the iniquity. It's all upon him, and only by his stripes are we healed. He bore our sins in his own body on the tree, the just for the unjust, the holy for the unholy. And all of us are found guilty as sinners before God Almighty. And is not a righteous man, not a just man upon all the face of the earth. The scripture said, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. You don't merit, nor do you deserve salvation. There's nothing you can do to obtain it, except come to God when he gives you a place of repentance. Ask God to have mercy upon you, a sinner, not tongue in cheek, but out of the heart. Of course, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, for the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And salvation is a gift of God. You're saved by God's marvelous, amazing grace. The law, the Bible said, came by Moses. The grace and truth came by the Lord Jesus Christ. For he is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man come to the Father but by him. He's the door that leads in the sheepfold. You try to come up any other way, you can be good, do good, join the church, get baptized in the watery grave, and get all emotional and worked up all you want to, and join every affiliation, denomination, association, whatever it may be. You can join it all, beloved, and do everything they require you to do so far as the flesh is concerned, and you'll still wind up going to hell. You're saved by God's marvelous, amazing grace. Paul said, I am what little bit I am only by the grace of God. Grace is unmerited favor, and Jesus is the grace of God that brought salvation, and beloved, he alone is able to save you and cleanse you and forgive you from all your sin. To do that, Bible said the sacrifice of God, the broke heart and the contrite spirit. That's a sacrifice God cannot and will not despise. That's a sacrifice that only God can accept out of you as a sinner. All of us in time past, myself in time past, I was dead in trespass and sin. Paul said in Ephesians chapter number 2, ye who were dead in trespass and sin, you have to be quickened and made alive. He quickened me. He put his life back. Of course, the enemy restored me. I was in a state of death. Not only sentenced to death in the body, but I was alienated and separated because the sin in my soul was under the sentence of a second death, an eternal death. But I'm glad to thank God. The Bible said that the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The second man, Adam, God quickened his spirit. God had to quicken his spirit. God had to forgive Adam. Of course, Adam had to see himself as a sinner, asked God to have mercy upon him, and he bought that broken heart and a contrite spirit. And God, in the very beginning, shed a little old lamb, slew a little lamb, took the blood as a token, as what could be, had to be later on, as Jesus came, the Lamb of God that took away the sin of the world, and all that after the sacrifice, a similitude, just a little bit of atonement, beloved, that Jesus could come and did come to set a sin debt once and forever. It was a figure of him that was to come, beloved. He is the Lamb of God that did die, did get up from the dead, and was crucified at Calvary, and bore us in his own body on the tree, and beloved, was saved plus nothing, minus nothing, by God's marvelous, amazing grace. It's not by works, lest any man should boast. So by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So in the very beginning, Adam fell to sin, him and Eve both, beloved. They were cast out of the garden of paradise, of the Garden of Eden, and beloved, sin was pronounced upon the body, and they were alienated and separated from God Almighty, and dead in sin. But the Lord Jesus, of course, sent forth before the foundation of the world, went into the covenant of God Almighty, and purpose to come and taste of his bitter cup, beloved, and die the death of a sinner, yet he knew no sin, but became sin. Thank God for you and I, that might be made the righteousness of God in him. If you go to heaven, you'll have to be justified. Beloved, the only way you can be justified, the Bible said that Jesus was delivered for all offenses, our sins, and raised again by justification. Justified, thank God, by the Lord Jesus Christ. Only can you be justified, or sanctified, beloved, or just be just in the sight of God Almighty, and become righteous, beloved, is through his righteousness. The Bible said, for he is our righteousness. Isn't that wonderful? Our sanctification. Thank God, our salvation. There's not a name under heaven given among men sin with all the world, beloved, must be saved. Now, if you could go to heaven by being good or doing good, that'd mean it'd be by works. But the Bible says it's not by works, lest any man should boast. You can't, there's no work you can do, beloved, to obtain this wonderful salvation. If you can work your way to heaven, he died a vain death. There was no other way. He is the way, the truth, and the life, and sin had to be atoned for him. The price had to be paid. The way had to be made, beloved, and he tasted of his bitter cup and tasted of death and hell in the grave for every man, woman, and boy and girl. Thank God for by God's marvelous, amazing grace to get saved, a wonderful salvation. It's a pure, perfect, complete salvation. Jesus said, my sheep have eternal life. They will never perish. He said, nobody, no man is able to pluck them out of my hand. What a wonderful salvation. I don't have to worry about, thank God, keeping myself. That'd be impossible to begin with. My wretched flesh is too depraved, too rotten, too abominable, beloved, and too sinful and shameful. It is my flesh. The Apostle Paul said, there dwelleth no good thing in me, that is, in my flesh. He said, O wretched man that is fleshly man that I am, he said, who shall deliver me from the bondage of death? He said, I thank God, it's through Christ Jesus our Lord. I will remind the mind of God that God gave you. You serve the law of God, but your stinking, wretched flesh, beloved, you serve the law of sin. All of us are sinners, shaped in iniquity and born in sin from birth. Brother, we're conceived in iniquity and born in sin as a sinner, as a fallen, depraved, Adamic nature, beloved. And you have to teach a little child in the body, beloved, how to do evil. That comes natural. You got to teach them how to do good. Sinned in this flesh, beloved, when I got saved, I didn't lose my temptation that is in the flesh. On the outside, on the inside of me, that's where he lives. That's where he dwells, beloved. The Bible said, the seed demanded, then he, that is the Lord Jesus, he cannot sin. Thank God I'm glad, and I'm more than a conqueror to him that loved me and gave himself for me. I don't have to worry about, beloved, keeping myself. That's totally impossible. The Bible said we're kept by the power of God, we're sealed with the Holy Spirit of God under the day of redemption, and thank God we're preserved in Christ Jesus. And the Bible said the spirits of just men made perfect. Now, if the inside of me weren't perfect, he couldn't live there. He sanctified me, he justified me, praise God, he purified me, and he put his divine nature in me, that is the divine nature of Christ. I've got Christ in me, God in me, to hope my glory. I'm not worthy of it. I didn't deserve it. I should have went to hell, but God was rich in mercy with a great love for the Lord. He loved me. He sent Christ Jesus to die in my place. He that knew no sin, that God became sin for me as a sinner, I might be made the righteousness of God in him. And can't nobody tell me, beloved, about what I do have and don't have on the inside. That God fought it for one of his. I've been enjoying this wonderful, pure, perfect, complete salvation. Praise God, I've got eternal life. I'll never perish. Nobody is able to separate me. That's what he said. That'll send it, but it'll make it so. It's not what somebody thinks about it, what somebody had brought up within themselves to try to declare something, to please something God not said. But then the sheep have, but God, the redeemed have, his sheep, let it have eternal life. We've already got it. We're not looking to have it. The Bible said, you know you passed from death unto life. God gives you love for the brethren, for the blessed book, and for the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Everybody that's saved by the grace of God, we have a common bond. Brother, we love this Bible. The Bible said, thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it. I love this Bible, beloved. The word of God is a lamp on my feet and a light on my path, and daily I want to have this word, praise God, in my heart. I might be found guilty of sinning against him. What a wonderful Savior, beloved, that is. He died for sinners. All of us, beloved, are sinners. He's not a righteous man, not a just man, but all the faith you have. Praise God, Jesus is the only one that, beloved, is pure, perfect, and complete. He's the only begotten Son of God, full of grace and full of truth. The law came by Moses, but praise God, grace and truth came by, thank God, the ever-loving Lord Jesus Christ. He died the death of a sinner, died in my place as my substitute, beloved, and he justified me, praise God. All that condemnation I had in time past about the sin of my past, beloved, is under the blood. Praise God, it's in God's forgiveness that we brought this remember it anymore. I don't have a condemned conscience. Praise God, I don't have a condemned conscience about the sin of my past. That's already eradicated, justified, praise God, forgiven and forgotten. I'm eternally saved this afternoon. I know I'm saved. You can't be saved and not know. The Bible said you know you've passed from death unto life. God gives you love for the brethren, for the blessed book, and for the fellowship of the Holy Spirit of God. Everybody has a divine nature in them that is God and in Christ anymore the glory. They love the Bible, brother.
brethren, thy word is very pure. Therefore, thy servant loveth it. They love the brethren. They love the reality, beloved, of the Holy Spirit of God. They have the indwelling of the Spirit of God in them. The Bible said, any man without the Spirit of Christ is not of his. Beloved, everybody's been saved by the grace of God, has the comfort of the Spirit of truth, beloved, the Holy Ghost of God. They're inseparable to the same person, the third part of the Godhead. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, the Scripture said, and these three are one, although they're three distinct beings, beloved. God Almighty, the Father, and the Father became human flesh. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, brother. Let me tell you something. He's God Almighty, reincarnated in the human body, and beloved, came down to the sin-cursed world and bore our sin in his own body. And so he took away the enmity that was between God and man, the Bible said, and nailed him to his cross. Yes, he was crucified, beloved, that we might be justified. He took my sin, bore my sin, my nasty, rotten sins, all my sin, beloved. I got them forgiven upon the blood, and my soul has never been condemned. My conscience, beloved, is no longer under condemnation, praise God. I've got eternal life. I know that I have, beloved, not because I'm good or I deserve it, because God, who is rich in mercy with a great love, but he loved me, beloved, he took my place, died in my place, and forgave me all my sin, beloved, wrote my name in the Lamb's book of life, never to be blotted out. What a wonderful salvation they would have, praise God. It's pure, it's perfect, it's faithful and full, beloved. You don't deserve it. You can't obtain it within yourself. You try to get there. In every way, you'll be the same to a thief and a robber, beloved, and be cast out in that day. Jesus died the death of a sinner that you might not die in sin, that you might have access, beloved, to go to heaven. It's not but one access in heaven, not but one way into heaven. And Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man, nobody is coming to the Father, beloved, but by him. He's the door. If you try to come up by religion, by being good, doing good, as you call it, keeping the law, beloved, you can't keep the law. You're a sinner. You're given to God as a sinner. You're vile, beloved. You're wretched. You're undone. You're wicked. You're religious and lost. You're a lunatic, and you need an operation of faith. You need an operation performed on your heart, beloved. You need a new nature, divine nature. You've got a demonic spirit in you, beloved, and you're going to wind up going to hell. You're like God in heaven. He's in heaven. His Spirit's on the earth. You're going to wind up dying, alienated, and separated. Everybody, beloved, deny Jesus as the Son of God and don't know him personally. Now, I knew about him all my life. Knew he was the Son of God, but I didn't know him personally. I was 23 years old, and brother, I gave myself up. I repented of my sin. I asked God to have mercy upon me, a sinner. Psalmist said, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard his cry. He prayed God and delivered him out all his trouble. He changed me on the inside, and the outside changed, beloved, and I've been in this life for 44 wonderful years. What a wonderful salvation, praise God, that I have. That's already paid for in full. I'm already, praise God, made worthy through the blood number in heaven when he comes back after his body, after his church, and I'm a member of that body. Praise God, I'm not much or nothing. I don't claim to be. I'm just a sinner saved by grace. Thank God for my grace. You're saved through faith in it, not of yourself, the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And beloved, if you get to heaven, you have to repent. I see my time just about gone. Write to us, pray for us, and God bless you. As I pray in his name, amen.